Hello, everyone, and welcome to the CPA.com podcast. My name is Elena Strong, and I'm a marketing manager here at CPA.com. Today, I am honored to have our special guest, Peggy Rockefeller, who is the Chief Tax Officer with Vertex, Inc., as our special guest. Peggy has over 25 years of experience in sales and use tax, and we're so excited to learn from her knowledge today. Peggy, thank you so much for joining us today. Is there anything else that I left out in your background you wanted to share?
I don't think so. I think you got it right, and I'm ready and excited to talk about Wayfair.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, obviously everyone that, you know, is following sales and use tax laws and news, you know, is probably aware of the South Dakota versus Wayfair case that's going on right now. And so I just wanted to ask you, as the oral arguments for this case are approaching in the coming weeks, can you just give us a high-level background of the sales and use tax issues that are being brought to life in this case?
Sure. No problem. Actually, these issues have been around for quite some time, and we've just had a couple of challenges. So basically what we are talking about here is addressing what I consider the long-standing issue of whether states can broadly require online retailers to collect sales taxes even if they lack a physical presence in the state. So, for example, until now, the Supreme Court has always maintained that Congress should make the final call on this issue. Now, when Congress's previous attempts to address the issue with the Marketplace Fairness Act, the Remote Transactions Parity Act, and other proposed legislation failed to gain momentum, the states decided to take a different approach to get the Supreme Court to decide on the physical presence requirement. And of course, as you know, South Dakota has led the way.
Absolutely. And you know, it is definitely so interesting to hear all this. And obviously, with the how business has changed over the last decade, you know, the appearance of e-tailers such as Wayfair, you know, it has really changed, you know, how everyone does business. So definitely understand that. But just curious, you know, how is this lawsuit a direct challenge to Quill?
Okay, that's a great question. And actually, it is a direct challenge to Quill. And you'll hear the phrases like kill Quill, is this going to kill Quill, and others like it. Just so you know, there are actually two Supreme Court cases. One was National Bellis Test v. Illinois, and that was in 1967. So this has been going back a ways. And then, of course, Quill was a Supreme Court decision in 1992. And so that's the latest decision that talks about whether the correct taxation for any of these, either whether it was catalog sales at that time or online sales, any of those retailers should be taxing if they don't have a physical presence in the state. So kind of to give you a feel is that in Quill, the decision from National Bellis Test was upheld, and they basically said that if you do not have a physical presence, if a retailer does not have a physical presence in the state, that is not considered nexus. And you need to have nexus in order for a state to charge the proper sales, allow you to collect the proper sales and use taxes. So basically Quill said, you know, if you still don't have a physical presence, whether it's a warehouse or people working in the state, inventory in the state, whatever the case may be, if you don't have any of that, you are not required to, you know, collect the sales and use taxes. So it's interesting because what's happening and been happening now, and the difference with Wayfair is that they're talking about economic nexus. And what that means is, instead of just saying, is somebody physically in the state, it's do they have enough economic connection to the state to be required to collect sales and use taxes. So what that means is, for example, with South Dakota, which is the case that we're talking about, even if you don't have a physical presence, but you have annual sales into the state that exceed 100,000, or you have more than 200 separate transactions in a year, you will be considered that you have economic nexus. So what's interesting in this case, though, is that's what South Dakota set up, knowing that those two things were considered unconstitutional based on the Quill case. They basically put this legislation forward. They decided to sue some of the online retailers, of which is Wayfair, Overstock, and Newegg, but they shortened it to just call it Wayfair. But those three companies were sued to put this test case in motion. And the courts in South Dakota struck down the law as being unconstitutional, which makes sense because it didn't apply to what had been set up in Quill. But that just led the way to ask once again for the Supreme Court to hear the case on economic nexus. So that's kind of in a nutshell what we're talking about when we say kill Quill. If they make this decision for economic nexus, then physical presence is no longer the only issue that you have to deal with in terms of looking at what your business is doing and whether you have to register to collect sales and use tax.
Wow. You know, Peggy, your knowledge on this is just so, you know, it definitely brings, you know, the issues and the challenge to Quill and the whole kill Quill debate, you know, it definitely brings it and shines it into light. And, you know, it just makes me think, you know, what are the possible ways, you know, this ruling, how is it going to impact businesses selling goods and services online? Like, obviously, there's so many ways it can impact it. And so I'm just would love to hear your perspective of how you think this ruling may affect that.
Yes, I think it actually could have a major impact on, you know, any businesses that are selling goods and services online. And to be clear, it's not just those that we think of that are kind of more of what we call the startup businesses that, you know, are only, you know, working out of one state and they're selling online across the country. Those, of course, will be impacted, as well as any brick and mortar stores and retailers that maybe are only regional. So maybe they're only in the Southeast, but they sell online to all across the country. Companies like those as well will be drawn into this extra, you know, sales tax reporting requirement. So everybody's going to need to look at what they've been doing and say, okay, we don't know in Wayfair if they will follow South Dakota's kind of economic nexus legislation here, which says if your annual sales exceed 100,000 or you have more than 200 separate transactions in a year, they may decide that that's too high or too low, but whatever they decide, then you have everybody who's been doing business online has to take a look at what they're doing and decide where they actually have nexus and then go through the whole process of registering in all these different localities. And that's where you really need to think about, you know, what will it take for some of these retailers to do that? In the arguments in the past when Congress was involved, the big thing was it's too difficult for people to file in multiple states. And actually, that probably held for a while, but now there is technology out there that can handle these types of transactions a whole lot easier than in the past. And so that's, I think, a big piece of what they will be hearing through our arguments, that it's not as difficult for these online retailers to actually file and you know, collect and file these sales and use taxes because technology has come a long way.
Oh, absolutely. Technology has come such a long way. And just, you know, through our partnership with Vertex, you know, there's so much automation that Vertex and many other providers can provide to help organizations, you know, navigate through Nexus and everything and all the compliance laws. And so, you know, I think that is a huge change. And it's something that, you know, if these oral arguments and if the ruling goes as a certain way, it's something that automation is just so key. And I just wanted to thank you, Peggy, so much for joining us today. And I also want to, you know, give this caveat that obviously today is March 20th. And, you know, these rulings are coming up in April. So, you know, as we get updates, you know, to our audience, we will be feeding them out to you and making sure you guys have the latest and greatest insights from CPA.com. But Peggy, thank you so much again for joining. We'll be able to talk to you again soon.
Sounds great. Thanks.
Thanks, Peggy. Have a great day, everyone.